Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
He's here. He's here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, America. Mark Levin here. Hour three, our final hour. Our number is 877-381-3811. We'll be taking calls at the bottom of the hour. 877-381-3811. Remember this Judge Boozman, a.k.a. Boozberg? Terrible judge. So many of them are in D.C. Left-wing appointee. Henna Knudsen writing at Breitbart, one of the great sites, Breitbart. A newly surfaced memo reveals that D.C. judges, namely federal judge James Boozberg and others, he claims, or his colleagues, hold an inherent bias against President Donald Trump, as many Americans have surmised. The Federalist obtained the memo stemming from the March 11, 2025 Judicial Conference in Washington. According to U.S. courts, the Judicial Conference convenes twice a year to consider administrative and policy issues affecting the federal court system and to make recommendations to Congress concerning legislation involving the judicial branch. Now, during this past conference, Federal Judge James Boozberg reportedly told Chief Justice Roberts, the presiding officer of the Judicial Conference, that both he and his colleagues were, quote, concerned the administration would disregard rulings of federal courts leading to a constitutional crisis, unquote. You know, what's interesting is this guy's Boozberg gave the finger to the Supreme Court and retained jurisdiction on a case he was supposed to let loose, but he wouldn't do it. As such, Roberts, per the memo, expressed hope that would not happen, and in turn, no constitutional crisis would materialize. Always the limp spine. He also told the others that he had civil and respectful interactions with Trump as of late. But as the Federalist points out, Donald Trump, however, is not merely the president. He is a defendant in scores of lawsuits, including multiple cases in the D.C. District Court, which is where this Boozberg lives. They say, as such, this conversation did not concern generic concerns of the judiciary, but specific discussions about a litigant currently before the same judges who expressed concern to the chief judge of the D.C. District Court that the Trump administration would disregard the court's orders. Judge Boozberg's comments reveal he and his colleagues hold an anti-Trump bias for the Trump administration. You know what, this gets me, you know what, this is going to take me another direction. You know what, ladies, as I read this in Breitbart, citing the Federalist. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time that we Trump-supporting conservatives who have these different platforms, whether it's Breitbart, whether it's the Federalist, whether it's Right Scoop, whether it's the Blaze, whatever it is, wherever it is, that we start speaking out, that we aggressively reject this effort to exploit the Epstein issue with people grifting off of it, drawing attention to themselves, working with the left-wing media and their entrails, that we openly speak out in defense of the President of the United States, You don't just do that in good times. You do it in times like this, too. And these are good times. But the point is, we need to stand up against this cabal. We need to reject this cabal. And maybe tomorrow I'll list all of them, or I'll at least name several of them. We've got to take them on. Can't just be me or a handful of us. So all the conservatives in the conservative movement, all the constitutionalists in the constitutionalist movement, we constitutional conservatives, of which there are tens of millions, with legal groups, with think tanks, with websites, with other platforms, with our own podcasters and so forth and so on. It's time for us to speak out. Not just me, not just a handful of us. It doesn't take a lot of courage to speak out, but it's time that we do. That we defend Make America Great Again. That we defend the accomplishments this president has made and is going to make. It is time that we speak out loudly. It is time that we not platform these con men and these con women who are looking for attention, who will not follow the facts. And we don't need to follow them. We don't need to follow them. I'm quite serious, America. If I have to do it myself, I'll do it myself. If there's a handful of us, there's a handful of us. There's too much at stake in this country right now. I think I heard Joe Rogan, he was upset that people were being rounded up who weren't necessarily criminals. I don't listen to it. I think I read that somewhere. Is that your view, America? That only criminals should be deported? Is that your view? And I never endorsed Bernie Sanders for president either. Did you, Mr. Producer? No. A lot of these people have popularity having nothing to do with what they say on podcasts. I'm a huge UFC fan. Huge. I've been following the UFC since before there was a UFC, MMA. I remember when they used to set up basically cages in the desert outside of Las Vegas. And these guys would fight. There were really no rules. There were no weight classes, anything like that. So they brought order to this and turned it into a fantastic sport, a sport that I love. And Dana White loves Donald Trump. And Joe Rogan seems like a very nice man. I don't know him. But his popularity comes from the fact that he is a UFC color commentator and he is great at it. Not because he's particularly smart about anything, not because he's particularly profound about anything, not because he has a following from a political or philosophical or historical perspective. People got to know him through the UFC. He had a lot of different careers and lives early on. By the way, I'm not attacking the guy. I'm just explaining things. When you bring a guy like Dave Smith on and these other people on, you diminish yourself, you demean yourself. And if I were giving him advice, I'd say stop. I don't care if you have 20 million listeners or 120 million listeners. You're still flesh and blood. You're still flesh and blood. But there are others who are more hostile. More hostile. I'm just pointing something out. I think we in the conservative movement, those who have worked so hard to develop their communication apparatus, those who have worked so hard to create independent journalism, those who have worked so hard to create think tanks, to come up with fantastic ideas that the president and others can use, those of us who have worked so hard to create legal groups that have challenged the left, that have fought the left, in other words, have done something for this country, who could have made a whole lot more money than be lawyers for a legal group or scholars for a think tank developing arguments on different issues that can be used against the left. These people who have worked and worked and worked to take us where we are today, to bring us where we are today, they truly have done things for the country. And they're still doing things for the country. Landmark Legal Foundation. America First Legal. Judicial Watch. And many, many others. The Heritage Foundation. And many, many others. Hillsdale College. Many, many others. People have spent their lives building these institutions. They're not the establishment. They've been fighting the establishment before anybody else was fighting the establishment. It's time that we speak out. It's time that we use our platforms. It's time that we use our noggins to push back against the con men and the con women. They're not MAGA. They're MAGAs. There's a difference. I'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243 CT Reading.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at the School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460.
This summer, stack the deck in your favor with a night of music, laughter, and Broadway magic with the Shasta College summer musical comedy, Guys and Dolls. Be enthralled by the talents of over 30 singers and actors as they bring this Tony Award-winning classic to life with unforgettable songs, dazzling dancing, and fast-paced fun the whole family will enjoy. Evening performances run July 18th through the 26th, with two matinees on July 20th and 27th, and a special ASL show on July 24th at the Shasta College Theater in Reading. Tickets are $20 for general admission, $15 for seniors, and just $5 for students. Reserve your seats now at shastacollege.edu/artsevents. Have some cool family fun this summer with the classic and affordable live orchestra musical, Guys and Dolls. Get your tickets today. See you at the show.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
If you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/liberty. That's ethos.com/liberty.
Most people have no idea there's an invisible gap in their home's protection. This invisible threat is house stealing. Con artists pick a house. They transfer the deed of this house into their name by obtaining the forms, using the fake IDs, and filing the paperwork with proper authorities. Now they own the home. Protect your home from this invisible gap. Check on your home's title right now at HomeTitleLock.com. Be sure to use promo code RADIO, and they will send you a complete title scan of your home's title. And your first 30 days of triple lock title protection is free. HomeTitleLock.com.
Radio's cleanup hitter. Believe what I say or I'll hurt you.
Hurt you.
Mark Levin.
Mark Levin.
He's on the radio.
Radio.
You know, Ambassador Huckabee of Israel, this guy's unbelievable. He's fantastic. And I'm proud that my stepson works for him at the appointment of Donald Trump, which I've mentioned to you multiple times before. We're all proud of him, and we're proud of Ambassador Huckabee. So the ambassador, he went to the trial, the Stalinist show trial that they're putting Netanyahu through. And he went to the trial in show of support, and he echoed President Trump's sentiments. The way the Jerusalem Post wrote this, and the Jerusalem Post has become more and more liberal over time, U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee arrived at the courthouse in a show of support to the Prime Minister for what he said was a familiar witch hunt process that Trump experienced as well. Can you imagine that the Democrats have these... I mean, The criminal trial hearing of Prime Minister Netanyahu on Wednesday was attended by U.S. Ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee. The president understands what Netanyahu is going through, Huckabee told the press. It is something he relates to personally. Last month, President Trump called for Netanyahu to be pardoned in the trial that has been going from since 2020, America. When Prime Minister pleaded not guilty to all charges, accusing him of taking cigars and champagne, Rich. They're accusing him of bribery. And what was the bribery? Apparently some guy with a news website wanted favorable treatment. And in exchange for favorable treatment, the allegation is, would give Netanyahu favorable press. That's a crime, number one, and number two, both denied it. That case fell completely apart. This is how ridiculous this is. President Trump said Bibi Netanyahu's trial should be canceled immediately or a pardon given to a great hero who's done so much for the state of Israel. How is it possible that the Prime Minister of Israel can be forced to sit in a courtroom all day over nothing? Cigars? Oh, Bugs Bunny. A gift that was given to one of his kids, I think his eldest daughter. 20 years ago, Mr. Producer, a Bugs Bunny doll. You believe that, America? Huckabee tweeted today, I stopped by the trial of Netanyahu in Tel Aviv today. My conclusion, Trump is right again. So they bring him in for these trials while he's trying to run the country. The country. Let's see here. It goes on. That's about it. It goes on and on. But I just thought you would want to know that because it's very interesting. It's also very important. The Israel judicial system is about three steps towards tyranny beyond ours. We're right behind it. But there you can actually have a sitting prime minister who has to go on these cases while he's fighting wars to save his country. Nobody's ever seen anything like that. And it's a left-wing cabal. A left-wing cabal. The Supreme Court appoints many of its own members. I mean, this is preposterous. They don't have a constitution, so the Supreme Court decides what is or is not constitutional in effect. It can take up any case it wants, whether there's a case or controversy, whether they're standing or not. It can take up any case it wants. So it's basically a Soviet-style Politburo. It's nothing akin to any kind of judiciary in the West or any kind of judiciary ever contemplated by people who develop judiciaries in the West. It is a tyranny. It's the tyranny of the judiciary. We have that too. Very interesting piece in Red State. Trump and Governor Abbott. Let me move these. commercials out of the way. Sorry. End run around Democrat 2026 hopes, and a total freakout ensues. This is important. Republican prospects for keeping the House of Representatives in 2026. You know, this is what we need to be focused on in addition to the substantive policy issues. This. Not Epstein, and not all the kooks who keep talking about it. They've been hanging on by a thread, the Republicans, but President Trump and Governor Abbott are getting ready to execute an end run around that. In a move that left Democrats stunned and fuming, it's always good when they're stunned and fuming. I guess the question is, when aren't they stunned and fuming? Abbott has called a special session so that the Republican-controlled legislature can redraw the Texas congressional lines. That came after the Trump-led DOJ found that several districts in the states were likely illegally gerrymandered. The projection is that Republicans could pick up as many as 5 seats, most of which will be in the Rio Grande area. The margins in the House are razor thin, and with the Republican recently losing the Wisconsin Supreme Court, it remains likely that Democrats will find a way to nuke the state's currently Republican-leaning map. That's in Wisconsin. So what do you do when the left fights with fire? You fight fire with fire. And Texas currently has 38 total congressional seats, only 25 held by the GOP, despite the Republican legislative supermajority in the state. In other words, there's room to maneuver, and the only way to beat Democrats is at their own game. 100%. The news of the special session sent national Democrats into a panic. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries called an emergency meeting and urged his party members in Texas to take extraordinary actions to prevent the redistricting from happening. The report was that during the Democrat call on Monday evening, which lasted for more than 2 hours, the Democrat leader in the U.S. House, Jeffries, the chairman of the Democrat National Committee, Ken Martin, spoke with about 40 Democrats in the Texas House. Mr. Jeffries called the coming special session an all-hands-on-deck moment that would require extraordinary actions to block Trump and the Texas Republicans, according to a person familiar with his remarks. Now, as of now, the plan seems to be a walkout to deny a voting quorum. If that sounds familiar, it's because Texas Democrats did the same thing in 2021. You remember that? Trying to block a very mundane elections reform bill. They ran to Washington. They sang songs in front of the Capitol. Ultimately, they failed. There's no reason to believe they'd be successful this time. If anything, it seems like Texas Republicans are ready to be even more cutthroat. That could include arresting the members for abandoning their duties, which is allowed under the state constitution. I love this. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton made clear that he's ready to do what's necessary. They could also levy fines each day that would add up quickly to tens of thousands of dollars per Democrat member. Also, some speculation that Abbott could declare their seats vacant. They run away and deny a quorum, given they're required by law to appear. How doable? I'm not sure, but again, it seems all options are on the table. Overall, this redistricting attempt is excellent news because Democrats have been filing lawsuits and trying to chip away at the Republican majority leading into 2026. If they're going to do that, then the GOP needs to leave no stone unturned in the states that they control. If that means mid-decade redistricting, then by God, do it. How many of the self-anointed, narcissistic influencers have even mentioned this to you, America? And yet this is crucially important. I'll be right back. Well, 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 July is here, and that means it's time to celebrate the greatest nation on the face of the earth, the United States of America. Let me tell you something. Birthdays aren't just about fireworks and barbecues. The greatest gift we can give this country right now is to stand up and defend her. That's exactly why AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, exists. AMAC fights every single day to protect the foundational values that built this nation. And in honor of America's birthday, they've got an incredible offer. 5 full years of membership. Hey, stay with me. 5 full years of membership.
membership with the Association of Mature American Citizens for $35. That's right. 5 years of standing with patriots, receiving their outstanding magazine, access to unbelievable benefits and discounts, and being part of a national movement to restore common sense in this country. Folks, don't sit on the sidelines. Grab this offer. Trust me, grab it. Go to amac.us/Levin right now. amac.us/LEVIN. Let's give America the gift of more patriots.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Need help with your health insurance? We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Financial and tax professional.
Mark Levin.
Ooh, he sounds like he's tall.
On the Mark Levin Radio Show.
Mark Levin.
Levin, the research arm of conservative media. Call in now, 877-381-3811.
All right, I'm here. Live in National. Let's see here. I'm going to go to our callers. By the way, have you ever listened to the Liberty and Learning podcast that I do in partnership with Hillsdale College? So we did a partnership, Westwood One and Hillsdale College, with Dr. Larry Arnn, the president, brilliant man of Hillsdale College. I, of course, and Mark Levin, the host of the Mark Levin radio show. So Westwood One and Hillsdale College, our networks have come together. We've done this joint podcast. We've done 10 of them. And you can check them out, but you might want to check out the last one. It's really quite fascinating. Now, how do you get there? Well, where you go to listen to my podcast is where you'll find that podcast as well. And you'll see what I mean when I tell you that Dr. Larry Arnn is one brilliant son of a gun. He really is. So what do you do? Well, you go to, you search Mark Levin Show on your favorite podcast platform. And there's a lot there, including Liberty and Learning, our podcast, our joint podcast. Or you just search Mark Levin Show on YouTube, and it's there as well. So wherever you find my podcast or my information, you will also find Liberty and Learning, the joint podcast with Dr. Larry Arnn, president of Hillsdale College, and Mark Levin, president of the Mark Levin Show. Very, very edifying. And I mostly ask the questions, and I'll let Dr. Arnn speak, because it's a rare opportunity and an important one, too. So check that out. We're filled with information here. We're filled with thought and substance and so forth, as well as entertainment. And, yes, we have to go every now and then into the sewer and deal with the sewer rats. They know who they are. We know who they are, too. You know, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is a remarkable organization. It's working on the ground in the Holy Land. It's been doing so throughout the war there. In the aftermath of the war, there's still terrorism taking place, as you may be reading about. But there are consequences to war, economic consequences, consequences on the civilian population, particularly when that's the target of the enemy. And the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is there, and they have been there, to help the people in the Holy Land. Whether in peacetime or at war, the people of Israel know an overwhelming number of ballistic missiles could fall at them at any moment. The Houthis are still shooting them. But they have to prepare for the worst. Ballistic missiles, short-range missiles, mid-range missiles, still. When the sirens sound, they know they have 15 seconds to reach a bomb shelter. This is a civilized, democratic society. And look what they have to do. Look what these Syrian terrorists did. They walk into a hospital where there are Druze doctors and nurses and wonderful people saving lives, and they slaughtered them. All of them. Every one of them. Israelis don't have enough bomb shelters, especially in Tel Aviv and to Israel's north, where countless attacks have been concentrated. But that's why the fellowship is working around the clock to catch up, to try and help them build and place hundreds of concrete reinforced bomb shelters, each of them ready when the next rocket strike occurs or the next war breaks out, God forbid. The International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is deploying 60 new bomb shelters, including 10 immediate replacements and 50 upgraded models with blast-resistant steel doors to protect vulnerable Israeli communities from future threats. They provide food, shelter, clothing, the basics for subsistence. They provide flak jackets. Now they're providing bomb shelters. This is a remarkable organization, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and you heard me right, Christians and Jews. So anything you give to them is tax deductible, and anything you give to them goes right to the Holy Land. So to learn more about the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews and their life-saving work, please go online to levinforthefellowship.org. That's L-E-V-I-N for thefellowship.org. Just check them out. See what they're doing. They're very transparent. levinforthefellowship.org, L-E-V-I-N for thefellowship.org. As promised, I shall jump into the gene pool, and we shall get some callers in here. Let's go to Steve, Brooklyn, New York, the great WABC. Steve, how are you, sir?
Thank you. I am very fine. Thanks, Sam. I have so many things to tell you. By the way, I love your show. Number one.
That's a good one. Thank you.
The Bible says about 90 places that the Lord gave this land to Israel, to descendants of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Number two, the Bible says in the beginning that all the nations in the world are blessed by the Jews, by the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob. Take a look. We have USA 250 years, Israel 777 years, and we have more building, more progress, more development in everything than nations. We have 4,000 years background. They have done nothing.
One more point, then I got to go.
Okay, one more point. According to the law, everyone who helps crime is a partner of crime. Defunding the police is helping crime. So I think it's aiding and abetting crime, defunding police, that considered a crime. It's Mr.
All right. Steve, good call. Thank you, sir. Ryan, San Diego, California, on the Mark Levin app. Go.
Mark, I want to thank you for all you do. I always do when I call you, but thank God we have you. And I want to thank you for battling for us. I just wanted to mention that this gutter snipe in New York, they need to just expose him for everything he and he's done and believe, just like they do with the left does of the right. They tear us apart and they make up stuff. They don't have to make up stuff about this guy. Just go after him.
Great point.
Keep repeating it so that the American people but here's the problem, Mark. People don't know they don't know their history. They don't know that the Moors invaded Europe in 700. They invaded us. We didn't invade them. They don't even know the basic forms of history, you know? So that's what people have to get educated on, history and really what went on and what's going on in the country. But thank you for all you're doing. I thank God every day we have you on the planet.
You're very, very kind. Thank you, Ryan. George, going right down the list here. Farmington, New Mexico. How are you?
Very good, sir. It's an honor to speak to you today.
Thank you.
Love what you're talking about today. And I wanted to say that these isolationists are living in a dream world. The previous caller mentioned people not knowing about history. How many people, I wonder, know that the Allies or, you know, Europe, the nations that would have become allies later, they could have won World War II in 1936. And because that's when Hitler began military buildup in the Rhineland, which borders France, in blatant and direct violation of the Treaty of Versailles.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody just sat and did nothing while he built up this massive military for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
The Blitzkrieg didn't happen for 3.5 years after he starts violating Versailles, and the whole spirit of isolationism kept everybody sitting on their thumbs until he was able to unleash an attack, a war that killed 70 million people.
Yeah, I know. It's stunning.
Hammered him when he just started, you could have saved, think of how many lives you could have saved.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
You know,
great call, George. Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. So what do you think of these fake MAGA types? What do you think about them now turning on the president, stabbing him in the back? Did we lose George?
Absolutely ridiculous.
There you are.
No, I'm here. Can you got me?
Now I can hear you, yeah.
Hello?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's ridiculous. And, you know, I think you mentioned earlier that, you know, the Democrats, they have all these disparate, you know, foolishness, but they get together and they stick together in their destructive agenda. They support each other. Whereas the Republicans, it's like they'll fracture on the slightest,
But here's the difference. These people that we're talking about and you're talking about, I'm talking about, they're not even like the Marxists and the Islamists in the sense that the Marxists and Islamists are serious about what they believe. These con men, they're not. I think they push this agenda, except for the anti-Semites among them, but they push these agendas. They know they're irrational. They know they're unworkable, but they push it anyway because they are inflating their bank accounts, because they are grifters, because they are media whores. And they love to see their names in these headlines. I don't like it. I don't care. But They love it, and they need it in order to sustain this business model that they've created, don't you think?
Exactly, and that is beneath contempt. You could at least have respect for somebody who has an ideology that they sincerely believe in. You can at least respect, even if it's sincerely, even satanically misguided, at least you can have respect for that. Someone who's just a grifter, just trying to make money off the backs of whatever political turmoil they can get, you know, that is just beneath contempt, and it
is,
you know, the lowest form of idiocy. And
all right, George. Call again, buddy. Great call. Let's go to Kyle, Marquette, Michigan, on the Mark Levin app. Kyle, how are you?
Right on, right on. Thank you for taking my call, Mark.
You got it, buddy.
All right, yeah, so I, okay, two quick points / questions.
Yeah.
My work at a school, obviously 12 months, but during the summer I work like a complete 180 schedule from what I do the other 9 months when school's in session. So
mm-hmm.
I've not been really listening to you that much since like June 11th when school got out.
Mm-hmm.
But been listening again the last couple of days. So, I mean, yeah, obviously know about, I mean, I'm pretty on top of the news. Rush Limbaugh was a huge influence on me. I'm 36, but I started listening to Rush at the age of 22. So I'm a news junkie.
Right.
But, yeah, talking to your call screener when he was asking me what I wanted to ask you.
We got
about
1 minute. Go.
Okay, you got it. Yeah, this Omar Fateh that's running for mayor in
Minneapolis. Yeah.
Did not know about him up until like 5:30 this morning, right before I had to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know anything about him?
Yeah, we talked about him yesterday at some length.
Okay.
yeah, he's another one, like this Mamdani. Recent immigrant, or his family is. He's Somalian. He's talking about the Somalians need to unite. He said he shares the viewpoints of Mamdani. This is a growing movement. We've done it to ourselves. I should say the Democrats have done it to us with the open borders and the importation of people who do not want to assimilate but rather destroy our society. President Trump is trying to deport people who are trying to destroy our society. He's coming up against every imaginable obstacle. And this is why I get furious when he's trying to fight to save this country. And he's doing a hell of a job. And we have these con men and these con women who are seizing on these different issues to try and undermine him and stab him in the back while they claim they're MAGA. They're not MAGA. They're MAGAs. All right, Kyle, I got to roll, baby. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Get ready for the day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast sets you up to seize any moment, rain or shine. Brought to you by the Queen of Dragons, a value-driven local spot offering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Friday special lasts all weekend till supplies run out. Hurry over. Check them out on X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hey, Redding, say big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-995-4766 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-995-4766. That's 800-995-4766. What do you have to lose? Call 800-995-4766. Again, 800-995-4766.
Now, a radio sensation that's sweeping the nation.
Feisty as ever. Please welcome
Mark Levin.
Some of these con men isolationists and con women have actually lauded this Mamdani, this Marxist Islamist would-be mayor of our largest city. At least he's connecting with young people. Is this sick or what? And we've talked about him, you know. He took money from a clerk linked to the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, called the Boston Marathon bomber a victim, staffed his office with anti-cops and pro-jihad interns, believes police shouldn't respond to domestic violence. The list goes on and on and on with this piece of crap. With this jerk. I mean, so shouldn't this be a part of our focus? Shouldn't this be our main focus, Mr. Producer? I think so. If you're one of the big three wireless carriers, AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon, you're getting ripped off, in my view, and badly. You're paying for thousands of retail stores you never go into. You're paying for unnecessary perks you never use. You're paying a massive premium for what you think is superior 5G service. But guess what? Pure Talk uses exactly the same 5G network, exactly the same 5G towers. The only difference is they don't rip you off. You're not paying for any of the garbage. Instead, Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, plenty of data, just $25 a month. That's less than half the price of the big guys during a time when saving a buck really matters. There is no reason to keep doing this, ladies and gentlemen, none. I am a Pure Talk customer. I made the switch. You can keep your phone and you can keep your phone number too. And you'll be proud of what you did. You'll be glad. It's one of the simplest ways to save almost $1,000, give or take, every year. So from your cell phone, dial #250. Say Mark Levin. Dial #250, say Mark Levin. And by the way, you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. And you can switch to Pure Talk in less than 10 minutes. Hello, hello, dial #250. Say the keyword Mark Levin. Switch to Pure Talk, wireless by Americans for Americans. All right, let us continue. A lot of people want to get in on this. Chris, Portland, Oregon, XM Satellite. How are you, sir?
Hello, yes, sir. Mark Levin. First and foremost, I'm really excited about your new book, On Power. I can't wait for that.
Thank you.
I love reading your books. That'll be the fourth book.
Really?
It's just absolutely fascinating, and I will agree with our president, Trump, that you explain things better than anybody. The way you reason things really helps me understand what's going on,
you.
So I barely have to have any questions because I just turn on the radio, listen to you, and boom. You know, you're always answering my questions, so it's just phenomenal how you reason these things.
Well, aren't you nice?
Yeah. I just, I'm glad, you know, I have your books and, you know.
I'll tell you what, Mr. Producer, take down this gentleman's name and address, would you? Chris, thank you. That was very kind of you. Don't hang up. Let's go to Joel, Naples, Florida, XM Satellite. Joel, go right ahead, please.
Hi, Mark. It's an honor to hear you and speak to you. And
thank you,
I agree,
Joel,
with the last caller on what he said about how you explain and how you talk about the world and America. And you're one of the heroes I have. I just wanted to ask you this. So we know Israel and America, you know, the United States has taken out a lot of Iran's capabilities, but
mm-hmm.
what do you think they're what's brewing in that country? Because they're kind of somewhat silent, but
you mean Iran?
I mean, I'm sure Israel's, yes.
I think the ideology is alive. I think that they're going to be back for more. This is why Netanyahu says we must have the ability to go back in. It's not because they're warmongers or I'm warmongers. It's because their ideology is the warmonger ideology. It's an ideology. It's a blood cult. And they believe in conquering everybody and anybody and doing so in the most vicious, horrific, subhuman way possible. So I believe, unless the people overthrow that government, Israel's going to have to keep a very close eye on it. Come one administration after another. That's what I believe.
Do you think they're going to take out the Houthis too?
Well, I don't think they're going to take out the Houthis per se. And I'm not sure. I'm not sure how that would work, quite frankly, but it's something they have to keep an eye on. You know, the Saudis hate the Houthis because, really, the Houthis' main target is Saudi Arabia. Joel, I'm sorry. I got to run, buddy. Thank you so much. I want to salute all you heroes out there. I want to thank each and every one of you for being there. I'll see you tomorrow.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Wings of Summer, Butterflies at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, open now through August 10th.
Featuring hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden within Turtle Bay's wildlife woods in Paul Bunyan's forest camp.
Release an emerging butterfly, feed them, and identify each species. Perfect for nature enthusiasts of all ages.
Wings of Summer Butterflies at Turtle Bay is presented by Lassen Canyon Nursery.
Now through August 10th.
Free for members, included with admission.
Discover this and more at turtlebay.org.
Plan your day with the Sue McClain News Hour on KCNR. Your weekday weather forecast equips you to tackle any weather, rain or shine. Sponsored by the Queen of Dragons, a local champion delivering premium flour, edibles, and concentrates with free delivery to Shasta Lake. Their Flower Fridays deal runs all weekend until stock's gone, so grab it fast. Support local by visiting X, Facebook, or thequeenofdragons.com. KCNR keeps you in the loop every day.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
It was on the streets of
Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.